All right, I'm here joined with head softball coach at Iowa Lakes Community College, Katie King. And coach, exciting times as the season's winding down here. You guys are looking to begin regional play this weekend. But talk to us a little bit about the team. You guys have had a tremendous season this year. You know, what's the team been good at, and why have you been able to be successful?
I would say the reason this team's so successful is just for their love of the game. If you look, we don't have any crazy high stats in any particular category. They just do a lot of things well. And so we come up with a timely hit when we need it. We force the other team to make errors when we're hitting. We come up with a big play when we need it. So they're just a really scrappy team that loves to play and wants to honor the game in the best way that they can. And the best way is to have fun and win ball games.
Awesome to hear. And one of your pitchers, Lexi Chase, incoming freshman for you, has had a really good freshman season, you know, earning ICCAC Athlete of the Week once, Pitcher of the Week twice this year, and was also named NJCAA Player of the Week. Talk to us about, you know, what has she meant for your team?
Lexi can do it all. It's crazy to think that she not only goes out every day and throws a great game, but also has to get it done in the batter's box and then has to go play right field, too. It's a lot on the body and a lot on the mind, and she's taking it in great stride. She's the leader of the team, and when she goes, we go. And so, again, that's a lot of pressure for a freshman to have to endure, and she's done a really good job with it. And so it's awesome to see the girls rally around her, and also for her, she's just so humble. She wants the team to succeed way more than she wants herself to succeed. And so she's one of the most selfless players. And so, again, the biggest thing is that they all just come together and work hard and win games.
The Lakers earned the 4 seed and will play the 7-seeded Northeast on Saturday, May 8th in Boone, Iowa, on DMAC's campus at 1 p.m. But talk to us about the matchup, and what are you talking to your team about?
We feel really good about it. We played Northeast 4 times this year, and we took all 4 games against them. We had a couple close ones there. So Northeast is a really good team. They can put up runs when they're hot. And so just talking a lot about doing the little things right. You win ball games by a couple inches in softball. And so just perfecting that pitch hitting in the corner, walking into the batter's box with some, we call it swagger, some confidence, and knowing that, hey, you're the better team, so go out there and play like it. So it should be a really good game, but if we come out and do the things that we're supposed to do, it should be a good win for us.
And then finally, Coach, just talk to us about your, you know, regional tournament bracket. You know, what does your bracket look like, and what do you guys have to take care of business to do to get to the national tournament?
Yeah, so we play a 3-team double elimination tournament. It will be us, Northeast, and then Des Moines, or DMAC. And we honestly love that side of the bracket. We think we match up with those 2 teams a lot better than maybe the other side of the bracket. And so, again, it's just doing the things that we need to do and playing our game instead of trying to play somebody else's game. And if we do that, there's no reason this team can't go to a national tournament. We played DMAC 4 times, and we won once, lost a heartbreaker, and then lost 2 more. But it just shows that if we do what we need to do, we can go take it to them as well.
Well, great, Coach. Well, best of luck to you guys in the regional tournament.
Thank you.